Dear great grandson, I wrote this letter to you to give you advice and to tell you a bit about myself and who I really am. My name is Yusuf Osama and I am your great grandfather. I live in West London, if that still exists in your time. I was a pro footballer playing for Real Madrid between the years of 2014-2034. The year I retired, your father was born. His name, well, you should know that. Now it's 2075. It's the year you'll probably find the letter this year. You should be going through the struggles I experienced. Did the police stop and search you like I was? Is your mother stopped at airports because of her appearance? Do shopkeepers follow you around shops? Do teachers pick on you because of the colour of your skin? I hope you never experienced what I did. I hope the world you live in is gentle and fair to boys like you.
When the guests came over, they told my mum that the house looks very nice. My mother smiled. She is very far from home. Her home is now in White Sea Estate. My mum tells the guests that she is waiting for her passport to arrive. I look into the mirror. My hair was very long. My mum tells me to cut it, and I said okay.
In the dream, my mother said, "Are you all right?" I didn't know where she was and could not see her. My movement was restricted, and I could only hear my mother's voice echoing in the background. My hair had been tampered with, and I felt as if it was being ripped out of my head. There was an endless flow of apples above my stationary point. I couldn't see where they were coming from nor where they ended. I realized I was far from home and out of my comfort zone. I felt as if my masculinity had been taken away from me. All of a sudden, I had woken up on an aeroplane with my passport in my hand and a strange brown envelope within its pages. I opened it to see a picture of a factory occupying most of the page in a snowy climate. At this moment in time, I was very confused and only had my father to discuss it with, but I was too embarrassed to share my dream.
I'm probably dead by now, but this is still worth a shot. I don't know what sort of world you're living in. Heartbreaks might occur by different men, but just remember that you'll always be loved by me and your parents. I can only imagine the world you're living in. You're being loved right now. I know that you'll be able to take care of your younger brothers, especially Bilal. Live life to its fullest, beat all the stereotypes that are facing you, and prove others that you're the smartest of them all. And at the end of the day, just remember that you're not only Aliyah, but you're Aliyah Gulid.
In the dream, my mother said, "We're going to Spain." At the beach, I met a new friend. His name is Juan Mata. His eyes blue like the sea, mine brown like my mother's skin. We played football and I beat him 8-0. Later, I woke up in my bed in White City Estate, West London. The wind hard against the window.